with Altrincham manager Phil Parkinson. It's finished Altrincham 3, Aston United 2. Phil, just the start to the game, absolutely brilliant finish by Harrop after 90 seconds.
Exactly what we asked for from the players. We asked for a fast start. I didn't think we've started fast or that well in the last couple of games, and they certainly answered what I asked of them. And like you said, you saw a fantastic finish from Max Harrop there.
Some of the interplay, especially down the left flank in the first half, Hampson, Hancock, James Poole we mentioned, brilliant. And that actually came for the second goal, didn't it, as well? A lovely ball whipped in by Hampson, great headed finish by James Poole.
Without a shadow of a doubt, and you've been with me for a long time, John, so you know that's what we focus on, the interplay, the intricate passing moves, the overlapping runs. So everything that we work on was on display in that first 75 minutes today.
Tough pitch as well to play football on. I felt, as you say, certainly the first half, and you're right, 70 minutes, you know, there's only one team in it, but credit to Ashton, they came back into the game.
They did, yeah, but I felt that was our doing. We allowed them back into the game with a couple of poor decisions. For me, we should have been out of sight. We should have been about four up at half-time. So we were really disappointed with the back end of the game, but overall pleased with the performance.
Special word for, I mean, there's a number of man of the match performances out there. I thought Harrop was outstanding, but that boy Hampson, you know, left back, very good player, and also he fitted in and played centre-half in the second half.
Yeah, well, we played him centre-half at Mosley, and I think it was the League Cup, and he looked like our best player there. He's a very, very good player. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah, 610 inside the ground as well tonight. Got behind you when you needed to. You know, it's a vital 3 points, isn't it? At the top of the table. You know, look at Ashton's record the last six games.
12,
very, very well.
Unbeaten in
12. Unbeaten in 12, yeah. So
yeah, it is a good result. But I felt that we were streets ahead of them for long periods of the game. So it's a little bit frustrating the way it ended. We're all about control of the game and game management, and we've shown it time and time again. I've got to take some of the blame for that. We're making as many changes as I did. It definitely had an impact on the game. We lost our fluidity and our control of the game, so I'll take that on the chin. And like I said, the players have been told and warned that when we make changes, it doesn't need to affect the game. And that's not just the substitutes, that's everybody. So as a collective, we need to do better when we make changes. But it's the first time I've ever really been able to say that this season. So as angry as I was at the end, and now I'm speaking to you, I've calmed down a little bit. But it's frustrating that we couldn't see it through, and it should have been more. And to give them two goals, it looks like a close game when it never was.
How important was that Jordan Hume goal? As you said, I agree, wasn't his best performance, but I tell you what, he never gives up, that lad, does he?
No, he's outstanding. It's well documented what I think of Jordan. His touch is fantastic. As I said earlier, he doesn't always get the credit for what he deserves for being a good footballer. He's a very, very good footballer, not just a workhorse. He's got fantastic feet, a great touch, an eye for a pass, and he can finish. And you saw that today. On an off day, he's probably scored, well, apart from Max's wonder goal from a bit of individual brilliance, shaking away a very good defender and absolutely scoring a plum from a tight angle, showed what he was all about. I mean, he said to me he saw his number come up, and that gave him that bit more of an edge, I think, to get that goal. But listen, he's a great lad, he deserves everything he gets, and he's in top form at the moment, so for an off day for him to score is full credit to Jordan.
Just a word for Pooley as well, some of the passing in the locker, I mean, sensational.
Yeah, he's in a rich vein of form at the moment. I mean, we had a little chat around Christmas time where we sort of addressed a couple of things where I thought he could have been doing better, and he told me why it wasn't quite working for him the way it should be. And since then, he's been absolutely out of this world. His form's been top drawer. He's winning us games. He's controlling games from the front. He's been outstanding for us, and he's a match winner, and he's doing everything that I'd want him to do at the business end of the season.
Focusing on the positives again, the first 75 minutes, I thought Jones and Harrison at centre-halves and your keeper looked really solid, as did Densmore on the side. And, you know, you've just, the back four.
Yeah, well, we say that about being solid, but it wasn't like they were defending. It was the way they kept it for me. I mean, they were 2v1 and we were very brave because Chadwick's an outstanding forward.
Scored 15 this season,
exactly, and the way that Ben and James dealt with him was superb, and the faith they've got in Tony with his kicking ability, it allows us to get out and it allows us to play the way we want to. So if people do press us, they've got to press us all the way to the keeper, which then allows us to play out. Not going to say how we do that, but it allows us to do it. So people can keep pressing us or they can sit deep. It's up to them which way they want to do it, and we'll obviously change tactics accordingly, and our lads have shown they can do it. People keep trying to say that they've sussed us out, but we keep winning at the moment, so I don't mean that to sound big-headed, but the lads are listening to everything myself and Neil are saying, and they're coming through, and that's why it's frustrating at the end there, where we've absolutely dominated a game and it looks a close game, as I said, when it never was.
When you put that down to Phil, last, you know, because it is important for you. You know, I know you want to go the full 90 minutes.
Yeah, the changes. It's easy. Yeah. It's the changes I made, and it is on me. So I made three changes, which I've done in the past, and I'll continue to do it. 3-0. If you can't get your subs on at 3-0 when you're comfortable, then for me, you never can. But again, if it's going to be detrimental to the team winning games, then obviously I'll look at myself and when I'm doing that, and if I'm doing that in the future. Now, that's not good for the subs to hear that, but they've just got to make sure they back my judgment when they go on the pitch. But also the group looking after the people coming on the pitch. It's not just about the individuals coming on, it's the group, the collective. So there's no way that I'm saying it's all down to the subs and things like that or the decisions I made, but we've got to do better when we make changes, because we are far better than what we showed that last 10. And like I say, for 75 minutes I thought we were absolutely superb.
But when you wake up tomorrow morning, you'll still see yourself Altrincham top of the Evo Stick Northern Premier League, 6 points clear, you know.
It's all again, about the result. Absolutely. It's all about the result. And as you said, you're right, that's what people will see. But we always look for the cracks in the paper and things like that, the old saying where you're looking for these little fine margins, and that's what I keep talking to the players about. It'll be fine margins that define our season if we're champions or playoffs. Nobody can take anything for granted. Everybody's fighting for every single point, every single minute of the game, and we certainly are as well. So anybody coming here, and that was my opening statement to the lads, they've got to give it everything to get anything from us, and thankfully my lads have always made teams do that.
And finally, Phil, for me, it's not just about the 11 players on the pitch, it's about the squad. You look at the quality. I mean, Andy White, you know, as you know, I've followed him for the last few years, 8, 9 out of 10 every week, struggling to get a starting position. That's how strong this team is at Altrincham.
I mean, I brought him in to play either right or left back. Connor Hampson, as you pointed out, is doing outstandingly well, and Sean Densmore is playing some of the best football that people are telling me that he's played.
That goal line clearance was unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's what Dens is all about. He's a winner, and he knows people are breathing down his neck, and so does Connor. They know the quality
of
Andy.
But that
exactly, I do want that. But they also know I'm fair with it, so Dens knows if he plays well he'll stay in, Connor knows if he plays well, and Andy knows if he gets in now he's got to do more than probably he had to do before, because he's playing with lads who were fighting tooth and nail to keep him out.
Promise you a beer, so let's go and have one.
Let's go and have one, John.